This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
You're listening to bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, it's time again for English at Work. Things are a bit busy at Tip Top Trading, the leading manufacturer of plastic imitation fruit. Mr. Socrates, the big boss from America, has announced he's flying over to London for a spot check on how the team's doing. So, Anna's getting everyone to do a bit of spring cleaning to make sure the office looks clean and tidy. Although it's not spring, and so far, nobody has done any cleaning.
Well, there's nothing in my contract about cleaning. I only do sales. Oh, and a bit of admin.
Yeah, right. Yeah, like more admin than sales, actually, Denise. But anyway, I don't see why we need to tidy up for Mr. S. I mean, it's a working office. It's not like our house, is it, Anna? I mean, that's a real dump.
It is, Tom. We need to talk about that. But anyway, I want Mr. Socrates to see we mean business. We have a clean, organised working environment. It shows we are serious about work.
Well, not that serious.
Tom! No, I want all of us to spend today tidying up, throwing away paperwork we don't need, washing up dirty coffee mugs, that sort of thing. Come on, everyone, let's do it.
Oh, come on,
well, I'm not throwing away my
Coke tins. Listen, it's the end of the day. I'm like really, really tired.
I've been collecting them for
years. I can't face this right now.
Well done, Anna. You're taking the lead, showing them who's in charge. But how about offering them an incentive for doing a good job?
An incentive?
Yes, a reward that makes people want to work harder because they know they'll get something for doing it.
Ah, I see. OK, I'll give it a try. Oh, I forgot to say, if you do a good job, there will be a reward for your hard work. Although I'm not sure what it'll be yet.
Well, Anna, why didn't you say? I'll get on with filing these invoices straight away, shall I?
Okay, all right, Denise. Leave those to me. Why don't you rearrange the staples?
I'm quite capable of doing it, thank you, Tom. And then, Anna, shall I polish your desk for you?
Shall I polish your desk for you?
Leave it alone, Tom.
Oi!
The team have really risen to the challenge, especially now there's an incentive. But what's going to happen at the end of the day, when everyone usually goes home?
OK, everyone. Thank you for your hard work. But it's 5 o'clock now.
Oh, yeah, good. Is it time to knock off now?
Knock off?
Yeah, time to finish for the day, to go home. I'll get my coat, shall I?
Well, it is time to knock off, so...
It's okay, Anna. There's still a bit more spring cleaning to do. I know my contract says I work from 9 to 5, but I'll ignore that just for today.
Yeah, all right. I don't need to go home yet. Like, I could do some more tidying if you like. Don't want to miss out on Anna's incentive, do I?
Tom, I said I would do the cake
tins.
Look, both of you, just stop. Could you...
Oh, Anna, are you lost for words?
If you mean, am I looking for the right thing to say, then yes. I think they have done enough work and should go home. Even Tom.
Well, say that. Or something like, I think that's enough for now. Or, let's leave it there.
Leave it where?
There. Stop doing the task you were working on. It can always be finished later. And you could say, let's call it a day. Meaning, let's end what we've been doing today.
OK, very useful. I'll give those phrases a go. It's now 5:10. I really think you have done enough for now. Let's leave it there.
Well, I'll just finish washing these cups.
There's a couple more bits of paper.
Your desk is a mess,
though.
Try a bit louder. Let's wrap it up there. That means bring the task to a close.
Right. Denise, Tom, let's wrap it up there. You have done really well. and I think you should go home. Especially you, Tom. You are cooking dinner tonight.
Oh, right.
So let's leave it there. The office is looking much better. And,
Oh, no! It's Mr. Socrates!
Oh, no. He's arrived early. Luckily, the office looks tidy. The team's worked hard, but Anna's been a great manager and told them it's the end of the working day and to stop working by using these phrases.
It's time to knock off. You've done enough. I think that's enough for now. Let's leave it there. Let's call it a day. Let's wrap it up there.
The team has done plenty of spring cleaning, but will Mr. Socrates notice?
Oh, hello, Mr. Socrates. What do you think of our tidy office?
Impressive. I can see Anna has everything in order, including you, Tommy boy.
All right. So, Anna, what about that incentive?
The incentive. I know. Tom is cooking dinner tonight. So, Mr. Socrates, Denise, would you like to come for dinner?
What?